God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, and it sort of begs the question, what is our understanding of baptism? And I will admit, in today's Christian world, there are churches that teach a little bit of a variety on what is baptism. And our own Lutheran understanding of baptism, as we read into God's Word, what God's Word has to say, may be a little confusing at this point as we're dealing with the baptism of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we understand baptism as a wonderful gift of God, where God bestows His Holy Spirit, where there is forgiveness of sins, and we're brought into a new relationship with God. If I understand the concept of the Trinity very clearly, Jesus is God. Henceforth, he's already in that relationship with God. He doesn't have any sin that needs to be forgiven, and he is sort of the Holy Spirit and God the Father. There's just one God, just three different persons. So then why then would Jesus need to be baptized? The answer to that question, as he answers it, to fulfill all righteousness. You see, in our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 42, you get a little bit of an inkling that something special is going to happen for the coming Messiah. This is the time and point of that special event, where, yes, the Spirit is going to descend on him in the voice, in the form of a dove, and the voice of God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Bottom line is, this is sort of marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. He's 30 years old. He can begin his proclamation of God's word. Part of the Jewish tradition at this point was when you were under 30, you could not necessarily proclaim that word of God. Now he is old enough. Now he can do that proclamation. So what does this do with our doctrine of baptism? It changes nothing. Still, it is a wonderful gift being bestowed upon us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins, for God to come into our hearts, to make us adopted daughters and sons of God. Nothing changes for us. This is a special gift of God. As we get into our sermon theme for the day, it's based on the concept of no fear. I want you to think for the moment, how and why do you have fear in your life? Please don't tell me that none of you are ever afraid. I think that's something that all of us have, and sometimes a little bit more than we'd like to admit. How long do we spend laying there in bed trying to go to sleep because our mind, the busyness of our mind sort of consume us? How many times do we fret and worry about things of this world? You may be surprised if you start calculating the time. There's a lot of time we spend in fret and in fear. And what drives that fear? Today we're going to find the solution to that fear. Again, it comes from our Old Testament reading. Not exactly. It comes from Isaiah chapter 42. 3, not 42. You see, in 42, we find out this section here, that our Old Testament reading, was about the Christ. He was the one who was going to come. He was the one who was going to be anointed. And it also talked about what he was going to do. Chapter 43 gives sort of the person's response, the people's response. So let me read it to you as Isaiah is speaking to the people to give you your answer here on how God, through holy baptism, will take away your fear. From Isaiah chapter 43, "But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you." Very clearly, Isaiah tells the people, we don't have to fear. Why? Because we have been redeemed by God. What does baptism indicate? It means that, yes, we are now sons and daughters of God. We now have a place to be with Him in heaven above, a place that no one can take away from you. So why would anything cause you to fear? Your salvation is certain. it gives us a little bit of inkling that when fear does come into our lives, it's not because of heaven that we are afraid. No, Christ has taken care of heaven for us. It is 100% guaranteed. So if it's not things of heaven that causes our fear, it's got to be things of the earth. And so I have to ask you, what is God's word saying to you? Don't worry about the things of the earth. Worry about the things of heaven. And through Christ, you have been redeemed, so don't even worry about that. Plain and simple, Isaiah's words apply for us. Fear not. Now, I will admit, that was a lot easier for me to say than it is for me to do. More than likely, you fall in the same category. So God's word is not done after verse 1 in chapter 43, chapter verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. It's interesting in the next verse. Now, God starts taking a look at some of the physical things. We talk about water. We talk about fire. Basically, in one essence, sort of the ending of our physical life. But we do not have to worry because God is with us. Do we not remember what baptism really means? Yes, the Holy Spirit is with us. Yes, we have been cleansed with the forgiveness of sins. God is with us. Why should we worry? Let me skip to verse 5. Why do we worry? Well, some of you, especially if you have children, you may say, it's a parent's prerogative to worry. How many of you do worry about your children? Does God's word have an answer for that? Isaiah 43, verse 5. Do not be afraid. Brings about that point again. For I am with you. Reaffirms that point again. I will bring your children from the east and will gather you from the west. What Isaiah is reminding us here is that if we've been faithful in teaching God's word to our children and they believe and trust in the promises of God, why do we need to fear? God will take care of them. God will bring them to be with you in heaven above. Again, we should have no fear. We just have to remember what baptism teaches. Forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit with us. We are not alone. We are not forgotten by God, but baptism is a gift of God. When we start getting attached to the things of this world, however, it makes us to devaluate that gift of God. Needless to say, this is where our epistle reading needs to come in for today. You need to humor me for a slight change of wording here, just to sort of fit in with the theme for the day. Every time we get to the point of sin in our Romans 6 passage, let's just substitute the generic concept of sin and let's get just really specific for today's message. Let's just talk about worry and fretting and fearing. What shall we say then? Are we going to continue to fear so that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to fear still live in it? And let me unpack that now. We see we have to remember that through baptism, our old self dies. And we are given a new self. And this is what Paul is trying to explain here in Romans chapter 6. And that new self trusts in the promises of God. Our sinful nature, however, isn't quite ready for that. It wants to trust in the things of this world. And if something is taken away in this world, our sinful nature starts worrying. Our sinful nature starts fearing. But we have to ask ourselves, is that coming from God? The answer is no. It's coming from within. You see, what Satan is trying to do is Satan is trying to drive a wedge between us and God, trying to re-break that relationship that was once broken in the Garden of Eden, but restored through Christ and holy baptism. So I have to ask you, what do you truly believe when you remember your baptism? What do you truly believe when you see a child or an adult come to the baptismal font? Do you believe that, yes, this is God's grace? That God is giving a gift? That there is forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit is with you always? Because not all Christian churches teach this. There are a lot of churches that take away this special gift of baptism. And they say it's just a symbol. It really means nothing. It's sort of like wearing a cross around your neck or putting a fish symbol on the back of your vehicle. There's no special grace attached to either of those. And so there are some churches that would say there's no special grace attached to baptism. If you come from one of those traditions, or if you know someone who comes from that tradition, I will admit, that would make me a bit fearful. Because what are they doing? They're taking away the promises of God. Where does my soul find strength and rest? Not in the things of this world, in the things of God. So when someone takes away those promises of God, of the forgiveness of sins, and the Holy Spirit being upon me, just like the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, maybe not quite in the form of a dove, but in a different way, when someone takes that gift away from me, they're taking away the gift of peace. And my sinful nature of fear creeps in. So what do you believe when it comes to baptism? Do you look at your own baptism and then you remind your sinful nature, you have nothing to fear about, for you are baptized. You bear the name of God. And Christ is with you at all times. Why do we fear? We fear because we don't trust in the things of God, but in the things of man. So Martin Luther explains it very well with the first commandment. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods. Martin Luther writes, what does this mean? We are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. So what is it that you fear? Scripture reminds us that being afraid, living in fear, does not add to our lives. Research of today's humanity will remind us that those of us who are stressed out by our fear will actually diminish our life. Christ comes to overcome our fear, to forgive us our sins when we do find ourselves very fearful and fretting, and to provide that comfort. Baptism is not sort of a whip, so to speak, to chastise you, but a special event, a gift, to put your soul at peace so that you can believe and trust in the promises of God, so that you can be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above. Yes, our Lord loves us, and love knows no fear. So the next time our hearts are trembling, the next time it's sort of we feel like we're at the end of our rope, the next time we find it very difficult to sleep, because of our mind in turmoil, remember your baptism. Remember the forgiveness of sins that has been brought to you. Remember that Christ is with you, and he brings you peace each and every day of your life and for all of eternity. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.